Funnily enough, I've got mixed feelings about leaving Komodo, because on the one hand I feel in desperate need of a thorough wash and have a good night's sleep, because I feel I've hardly slept a wink since we first arrived. But on the other hand, I've really grown to like the place, which comes as a bit of a surprise, because everything I'd read about before we did come gave the impression of Komodo being a very unwelcoming and even forbidding sort of place, which, having been there, I really don't think's true. I must say the Indonesian people are probably the most friendly people I've met anywhere, and the people on Komodo are really no exception. And I found it a really friendly and a very attractive island. And of course, from a zoologist's point of view, it's been a spectacular week. Thoroughly enjoyed it. All the other wildlife, apart from the dragons, the snakes and the giant geckos and the enormous variety of birds, has just been fabulous. And the fact that it's now well and truly on the tourist map really didn't detract from me the excitement of seeing my first real live dragon in the wild. And so I could quite happily have spent another few weeks exploring the island a little more and just watching the dragons, because they really are extraordinary creatures. Maybe I'll find an excuse to come back one day. I certainly hope so.